Hey, I'm Cassie with All That Matters in Triple M Aussie Rock News this week. Well, this weekend would have been Bon Scott's 75th birthday. And even pushing 80, we reckon it would have been one hell of a party. We got a man who knows his Bon from his Scott, who's seen him from the early days wearing puffy shirts in the pop band The Valentines to fronting the biggest band in rock, Lee Simon, to share his memories of the one and only Bon Scott.
Kind of looked a bit like a hobbit back then, but boy, could he sing.
You can listen to Lee Simon remembering Bon on the Listener app now.
Look, you two, it's Jimmy Barnes.
Jimmy Barnes has released his brand new studio album, Flesh and Blood, and it's a brilliant piece of work. From heavy rock tracks to soft, gentle folk songs with his wife, Jane, it's just a really great listen from start to finish. Jimmy talked us through the album, playing it track by track and sharing the stories behind it. And you can hear that on the Listener app now too. Now, unfortunately, Jimmy's Flesh and Blood and national tour needed to change the dates because if you know what. So it's now all happening this September. Now, you can get all of the new dates on our socials. Just find your local Triple M on Instagram and Facebook. And guess what? Flesh and Blood has gone to number one on the ARIA charts. The National Indigenous Music Awards have announced this year's nominees, with our favourites, Troy Cassidaly, and new guys, Chasing Ghosts, both up for nominations. Topping the noms is the international sensation, The Kid Laroi, Baker Boy, and Psycho. The NIMAs are happening August 7th, being broadcast live on NITV and YouTube. Now, for those of you based in Victoria, nominations are now open for the Music Victoria Music Awards. Yeah, there's a lot of music there. You can get behind your favourite Victorian artist, venue, and people in music. You can even nominate yourself. Now, I think you do have to be a member to nominate, but look, you get a bunch of discounts, so it's worth signing up for. She had a back with a surprise new single, tour announcement, and album. Now, the band, fronted by the nicest guy in rock, John Toogood, joined Triple M's Hard and Heavy to play the new single, tear down those names, and talk about the new stuff. You can catch Higo's full interview with John Toogood from She Had on the Triple M app now. While we're on the heavier side of music, national festival Full Tilt has had to reschedule their Sydney and Adelaide dates. This news comes just a month after changing their Melbourne event. The Sydney event's now going to go down on the 27th of November, and the Adelaide one is happening on the 4th of December. If you're a ticket holder, you should have got an email about all of these details, and just make sure you stay in touch with them online and Facebook. They've got all the changes there. This weekend, it's round two of the 2021 Record Store Day, the perfect excuse to duck into your local store and support your favourite band. Well, that's all that matters in Triple M Aussie Rock News this week. If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, we'd love for you to drop us a rating and review there. Yeah, I know, I sound like your Uber driver. Thanks for listening.